Your energy star of the week is Carly Rock, senior with Central Softball. And first of all, we're talking to you right after the Simpsons sweep. And boy, you're seeing the ball pretty well tonight, huh?
Yeah, it was just seeing the ball, hitting the ball. I wasn't planning to do what we did. And it was just awesome to get the wins. Like, that's what we came out here to get. We came out here to get two wins, and that's all that matters. And that's what we got. So I'm more than thrilled for the team, more than anybody else. Like, that's... the team is more than what I can do. So.
Right, of course. And we were going to talk about that, too, is getting a sweep here to start the Iowa Conference season on the road against a rival, a team that's top 10 in the country. That has to build confidence, especially the way you guys hit the ball tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. We kind of had some rocky points some games prior, but just coming out today and just playing our hearts out and doing everything that we could do, that we know we could do, it was just awesome. Like, that's the big, we took big steps today, and that as a team going into the conference is what we needed.
And senior season for you, how's it been going so far? It looks like you're having a good season on the field, but how's it been off the field too?
Oh, it's been awesome. It's just fun to just sit back and kind of relax and enjoy everything that's coming your way and just kind of prepare for the future. It's just been, it's been a wild ride, and softball's been the highlight of my 4 years here. So it's just been awesome on and off the field. The team is awesome. Like, they're my best friends. It's just awesome what we have here. Central softball is really something special.
Well, and you're sharing the senior experience with a big group of girls this year, and everyone's contributing. That has to be exciting to have a group of girls that you kind of come up in the program with and to see it kind of all culminate here this season.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Like, the 10 girls that we've been here through it all, it's just awesome the experiences we've had. And we've had two transfers come in late, and just the way we've took them in and the way that they've performed and the way we all performed and the way we've worked together to lead this team, it's just beyond like words. It's just incredible that 10 people stuck it out and that we're all contributing and doing everything that we can to get that trophy at the end of the year.
And how do you think that leadership has helped with the amount of freshmen and sophomores you have on this team that are not just here on the bench or catcalling here in the dugout? They are out there performing, filling in for some injuries here at this point in the season, and that's got to be exciting for you to see those young guys maybe taking a page or two from the seniors, but at the same time playing like they're right there with you.
Yeah, definitely. They've taken a part of what we're all about, and they've really just taken that in and just played with it and ran with it, and they have a lot of good examples of what we're doing. I mean, we're all doing our best to put everything we can into every pitch, and I think they're really following suit really well. And if they're not there yet, they're going to be there very soon, because when we play games like this, this is when you really start to learn it and you really start to show it. So it's just exciting to see them growing the way that they're growing.
And with softball season going so well, and we've already kind of talked off the field a little bit, you were recently featured for some of your work in the labs over at Vermeer Lab, and you're a biology major. You're just about around the corner. And how hard has that been through your 4 years with the George Ware's kind of coaching scenario that you end up having? And obviously a very demanding game here of softball, especially when you get to this time of the year. You're also preparing for your final round of finals in biology.
Oh, yeah. It's been a wild ride. It's been a lot off the field, but having coach can really get on us, but he's also the first one to support you in everything you do. And it's just, you got to really be time management, and that's one thing I've learned. And it's just, now I got into grad school, so I can relax and I can just enjoy this last semester. And it's just been awesome, the support I've gotten from teammates and classmates, just to have the success I've had on the field and off the field in the classroom. It's just, that's what Central's taught me. I can get anything I want to from the school, and that's what I've taken from it. So it's been an awesome time.
And then you said grad school. What's next for you?
Yep, I'm going to Marshall this fall to study forensic science. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, congratulations, Carly. Thank you for joining us in the program. A big win here, and you're our Energy Star of the Week. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Go Dutch.
Go Dutch indeed. Our Energy Star of the Week, presented by Van Berkom Appliance. Back to you, Corey.